Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. We're going to discuss a little bit more about budgeting this week, but we're going to be talking about how to budget if you're single, young, or on a smaller income. Because I know one of the things that I always talk about is budgeting with your spouse or significant other. So let's talk about what to do if you need to keep track of your money by yourself, if you're single or don't have a whole lot of money. There's a few different techniques that you can use when you don't have a whole lot of money or you're just getting started with budgeting. In this episode, we're going to talk about why it's important to start budgeting when you're young, the 50-30-20 method, how to help yourself with budgeting, and what can happen if you don't budget, and then celebrate 6 months with a new segment. Thank you for those of you who listen to this podcast. If you could share with your friends or family who need to have a money talk, that would be awesome. I hope this podcast can inspire some conversations around money so we can all get better with money. Let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So our first point in today's episode, why is budgeting important? Well, the first main point is that it helps you live below your means. It helps you learn to do that because I think it's an important point that's communicated to everybody that you need to live below your means. But budgeting can help you actually visualize what that means, how much money you get to spend in certain places, and how much money you have overall to spend. Like, what is your means, so to speak? Like, if you're not budgeting and keeping track of your income, at least, then you may not know, well, how much can I actually spend to live below my means. And when you start budgeting, you can save money. I think people would be surprised at what budgeting can unlock when it comes to just putting that gear in place to help yourself start saving money. I think when you start budgeting at first, it may be a little rough, but especially once you get going, you're going to feel like you gave yourself a raise. The other thing too is if you're budgeting, you don't rely as much on other people when the going gets tough. You won't look for other people for help, either it be financially or trying to help figure things out, because when you have a budget in place, you know the strengths of your financial plan and those sort of things, like your other categories and such. It's really easy to say, hey, I can't spend as much in my fast food budget because this is happening right now and I need more money in my car repair budget. So it helps you know the strengths of your financial plan. And I think the other thing too is you don't rely on people when the going gets tough. But when you have a budget and you're clear in your financial plan, you can help other people when the going gets tough for them. It's really easy to move money around if someone needs help. And that's just an intro as to why it's important to start budgeting. Let's talk about one of my favorite methods to get started if you're not budgeting at all. The 50-30-20 method is next. The 50-30-20 method. What does it stand for? Well, 50% of your money goes to necessities or is allocated for necessities, 30% to other spending or whatever you want, 20% is automatically saved. 20% might seem like a large number, and if you're not currently saving anything close to that, I have a strategy that can help you get there. But this is where automation comes in. Automation can help solve a lot of people's financial woes. If you're not saving enough money, consider splitting 20% of your direct deposit to a different bank account. And I think the point that I was going to get to is that you'll learn to live on however much you give yourself. If you're currently saving 0%, jumping straight to 20% will probably be impossible. But if you jump to 3%, oh, that wasn't that bad. 6%, oh, that wasn't that bad. Like, you won't notice those incremental increases. That's why one reason that employers' 401ks usually have a 1% automatic increase up to a certain percentage, because you're not going to notice it. Plus, you're probably getting raises that like balance out that when it comes to a 401k. But if you're trying to save 20% of your money just out of your direct deposit, obviously, if you have like retirement contributions and things, that's something to consider in that percentage, because I don't think you want to be contributing 10% of your money to a retirement account and then saving 20% of everything else you get. That's a lot of money. But if we're just seeing on a base level, don't have a whole lot of income, you're single, you're young, maybe you don't have a retirement account, saving 20% can be very easy with automation. So I would recommend starting out as soon as like your next paycheck, contact your HR department and say, hey, can we set aside 5% into this other bank account for my direct deposit? They're probably going to be able to do it. And if not, you might just have to be strict with yourself. And when your paycheck comes in, calculate that 5%, move it to a different bank account, and do not touch it. But what that can also do is force you to live below your means. And the 50 and 30 part of the 50-30-20 rule is obviously not, you don't have to spend 50% on necessities. You don't have to spend 30%. The more you save, the better. So it helps you live below your means by giving yourself a certain percentage of money for each category, especially automating your savings is huge. So you may be thinking, well, I know budgeting is important. I've heard about it. This 50-30-20 method sounds like the greatest thing on earth. Maybe not, but how can budgeting actually help you? Let's talk about that next. So now that you've considered some of the ways that budgeting is important or a way to budget, how can budgeting actually help you? Well, you'll actually have money saved for emergencies. And saving money for emergencies can come a lot easier when you're budgeting and know where all your money's going. So when you get a flat tire or you get in a car crash or you have to go to the Instacare or something like that, you have money set aside for emergencies because you're keeping track of your spending. That 20% automatically saved can very likely get very quickly. I'm like trying to think of the math. 5 paychecks get you to 1 paycheck worth of an emergency fund. And I think 10 weeks can go by pretty quickly. And obviously you can save more if you're trying to get a good emergency fund, and you probably should, because emergency funds are very important. But it's way easier to adjust your spending when the need comes. So honestly, when you're budgeting, you can have an emergency fund set aside, and there are definitely times that you need to commit to using it, but you really don't ever want to. But when you're budgeting, it's far easier to just adjust your spending when the time comes. Like a situation that just happened, I got a screw in my tire somehow and really bummed about it, but my tires are probably getting to the point where they need replaced anyways. So it'll be really easy for us to plug the tire just with a kit from the store. I'm going to go ahead and do that. But now with our budget, with me and my wife, we can easily adjust more money into our car repair budget and save money in that specific category. The other thing too, when you're budgeting, is you're far less stressed about money. I know budgeting can be hard and sitting down and making a budget isn't always fun, but in the long run, you're far less stressed about money. And I think the gain of less stress far outweighs the cost of a stressful hour and a half or hour when you're trying to figure out how much to actually budget for. So I hope you're considering right now, hey, should I start budgeting? Share this episode with your young friends, with your like kids or grandkids that are just getting started with money. But what can happen if they don't budget? What if you don't budget? Let's talk about that next. So after all this, you've decided not to budget. What can happen if you don't budget? Debt, and lots of it. If you're not budgeting, you can probably almost, I mean, you don't always have to go into debt, but I think it's more natural to, because you begin to overextend yourself. You begin to spend a little bit more than you actually have 1 month because you have a credit card and you can do that. And then it piles up. And then 10 years down the road, you don't know how you got into the situation where you can't save any of your paycheck because it's all going to minimum payments, or that sort of a situation. It can be very scary when you get there. When I worked at a credit union, the amount of times I would see people that were just strapped because of debt, because they couldn't pay this, that, or the other, or that's all they could pay. And now they needed some money. They needed to do a payment deferral to go get groceries or something like that. Like, that seems terrifying to me. And honestly, I credit my job at a credit union at such a young age with like instilling my like want to learn more about personal finance because I saw so many situations where I didn't want to end up in. But the good news is you can always get out of them. There's always like opportunity and hope there. And another thing, if you don't budget, you can feel stuck and lost. And I think those people that, like I was alluding to, that I would talk to at my job, I think a lot of them probably feel stuck. And the stress is way higher on them when they aren't sure where the money's going to come from, or they have to pay all of their money immediately out of their paycheck to bills and debt. And then you don't get to do as much of what you want to do when you don't have a budget. It's a lot easier to save up to go on a vacation when you know where all your money's going, when you know what your income's doing and where it's going. So I hope I didn't scare you too much. I wasn't trying to be doom and gloom about if you don't budget. You can certainly get by, and there's certainly ways to maneuver your money if you really don't want to budget, but I would say seriously consider it because it can help a lot. And after about 3 months, 3 months is the point that it takes anyone to figure out how to budget. Like 3 months is always the beginning rough stage. So consider it. And I would say give it a shot for at least 3 months and see how it goes. And then you can start to figure out how your budget's actually going to work for you. But speaking of months, I've been doing this podcast for 6 months. So let's talk about some changes that are upcoming. I cannot believe I've been doing this podcast for 6 months. And with that is going to come a brand new segment, like I mentioned in the intro. It's crazy that I've been doing this for 6 months. I told my wife at minimum I had to do this podcast for a year. And there was one point in the middle where I was like, no, I want a break. And that was that short week break episode. I think it was around episode 19. I was like, no, I want a break. But after that week, I was like, nope, we're getting back on this horse and going to keep doing this podcast because I just really enjoy talking about money and researching it and figuring it all out. But one of the new segments that's coming, or the new segment that's coming, is some guests. So I have some new opinions, new voices coming to the podcast. I know a lot of podcasts do guests, but that's because it brings a new conversation. That's the whole point of this podcast. Hence the title is a money talk, money conversation. So that's what I'm going to start having with some new people. So we got some people down the line. We have my wife, Rebecca, coming on the podcast again. We're going to be talking about a budget meeting. And then I got some other people coming on in a few weeks talking about an abundance mindset, teens and money, major life transitions. So there's a whole lot coming down the pipeline. So be excited for that because I know I'm excited. I've already recorded one of the interviews and it went great. And I'm really excited for all of you get to listen to it. So if you could please share with your friends this podcast episode, or in a few weeks, share the ones that are relevant to you that have an actual money conversation with me and a guest. I'm really excited for that. So next, let's wrap up today's episode. Well, one of my main thoughts that I want to share is budgeting is essential. I think I end every episode by saying whatever I'm talking about is essential, crucial, the ultimate like hinge point of your financial destiny. I mean, that one's a little bit extreme, but budgeting is essential. It's the building block that gets you going with your financial life and your financial plan and leading you towards financial independence. And if you aren't currently budgeting, I would seriously consider it. It'll help you a lot with managing your personal finances. Like I said, you got to give it at least 3 to 4 months because it's always rough in the beginning. And I think back to my wife and I, when we first started budgeting, as soon as we got married, the first 3 months were definitely the hardest. We were adjusting our categories a lot. We were adjusting what we were doing with the money. We were really figuring out our goals together. But like I said, this podcast is to talk about like when you first start budgeting, you're single or you're young, get an accountability partner. That can help a lot too. Like just have someone say, hey, here's my budget. Can you check off on this? And then in a month, can you check in with me on how I actually spent this money? Just to have someone to talk to. They don't need to be mean, obviously, but just someone to keep you accountable. Say, hey, how's your budget going? Maybe once every 2 weeks or something like that. I think accountability partners can be great, especially for young people. And you might say, well, what if I don't want to tell them how much money I'm making? Or what if I don't want to tell them how much money I'm spending? I think that's one of the things that we need to get over, because if we're able to talk about money like this, then your accountability partner can say, hey, I remember when a situation like this happened to me. Here's what I did. But if we're all scared to share our income, our expenses, it can lead to a point where we all really don't know what to do with our finances. So that's another point of this podcast, is to share our money situation, share what we know about money so that we can all get better with it. And another point, just to wrap up again, is I can't believe I've been doing this for 6 months. That's really crazy. Time goes by very quickly. But if you have a point where you want to get to with money, budgeting is the part of the plan that's going to help you get there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Happy 6 months of money talk. I hope you enjoy the new segment that's going to be coming up and the new direction that I'm going to start taking this podcast in with some guests. That way we can start having an actual money talk with people and you can start to hear new ideas and information from other people. A lot of this information is available online, but I hope this podcast can be a good place for that information to be summarized together. Then you can take what you hear, do more research about specific topics you may hear or may not have heard of before. Well, another thing is I really need everyone to share this podcast. Share it with your younger siblings, share it with your older siblings, your parents, your kids, your grandkids, whoever else you think can use some money talk, some money information, and maybe start developing a money conversation with them. Say, hey, have you ever considered budgeting? And they'll be like, oh, yes, I have. I don't like it. Be like, well, can we listen to this podcast episode together and then discuss it? And it may bring out some points that you maybe haven't heard of, maybe haven't thought of before that you can have a money talk around. So I'm hoping these podcasts can be a good catalyst to really just discuss personal finance with your friends and family. And I really appreciate all of those of you listening. I know we just crossed 300 and the number is flying up on our stats. So we just crossed 300 listens and that's really exciting. So thank you all for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.